Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. Now, if you want to support us in our mission, please head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There, you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews. Now, on with the show. Welcome to the Powell Bros Movie Chronicles. We are here. I am one of your hosts, Trent Powell. I'm here with my other host, Tobias Powell. And boy, do we have a lot for you today. First live stream, it's probably not going well, but we're going to figure it out. But most importantly, we are back for season two. Yeah.
Yep.
We're excited. How about you, Tobias?
It's great to be back. Excited? Yeah. Yeah, it's
so back.
It's been a few weeks, and it's been
Yes, it has.
It's so great good to be break. Back. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, good break, and yeah, quite a bit to talk about this week, and
for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive into it.
Yes.
What do you want to start with?
Boy, I think Gladiator. We want to talk about Gladiator 2. That's been a big topic of, as of late. First off, what is, like, I mean, we're going to be reviewing Gladiator in a handful of weeks into our movie chronicles podcast. You've seen Gladiator. Do you like Gladiator?
I have not seen Gladiator.
You've never seen Gladiator? What? Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
So we talked about this when we did our draft, remember?
Okay, well, I have yeah. brain damage from all the times I've nailed my head on the ground with skiing. I used to be a semi-professional skier for everyone to know, and I have brain damage, probably. Anyways, yeah, you've never seen Gladiator. Okay, well, I mean, there's a lot of movies on your list that I've never seen, like the one we're viewing for first episode of season two, which I look forward to. And you guys will have to stay tuned for that. You're getting this early because we're live streaming. It might not even be working, but I think it's working. I hope it's working. We'll find out.
And we release on Monday anyway, so.
Yep.
This Monday.
But, so Gladiator 2. So, I mean, okay, Russell Crowe, you know, it's set in, you know, BC Greece. You got the emperors. You got a slave who goes on a journey to take revenge upon the king. I haven't seen it in a long time. I think I got most of the plot. But it's about a slave. It's about a man coming from nothing, rising to be a great gladiator and take revenge. And wonderful story. One of my all-time favorite movies. But even though it's one of my favorite movies, guess what? One thing I never asked for. I never asked for a sequel. Because I didn't want a sequel to Gladiator. Especially with the ending of Gladiator 1. Do you know what happens at the end of Gladiator 1?
He dies, right?
Yeah, he dies. Okay. Yeah, he dies. Yeah. All right. That's it. It was about Russell Crowe's character. Yeah. It was the end of a story. They closed it up nicely. We don't need a sequel. No one wanted a sequel. But, Tobias, why is it that we're getting all these sequels? Why are we getting all these remakes, all these sequels? We just got Beverly Hills Cops 4 with Eddie Murphy.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even see that. That's crazy.
Beverly Hills Cop 4. Axel.
Jeez.
So why are we getting all these sequels, Tobias?
They just don't know how to write good stories anymore. They don't know how to be original. They don't know. They can't make anything that's of any substance that anybody wants to watch. And a lot of these sequels, they're trash too.
Yep.
I mean, they continue these sequels just for the name of them, and it doesn't change the fact that they can't write good stories, good scripts, nothing. And yeah, so then we're stuck with these trash sequels that ruin franchises and yeah, just a bunch of garbage that nobody wants to watch.
This is true. And like, I mean, look at the title.
If you want to continue bashing it, that's fine. I have something good to say.
I was just going to say, like, you know, look at the title card of the Gladiator 2 trailer. You know, big words, Gladiator, and then the two Roman numerals.
Roman numerals.
Two. It's like, you know, it's big deal. It's huge. You know, bring back Gladiator. You know, one of the most blood movies ever. But, and so it's pretty much the same story. It's about a slave who rises out of nothing to take revenge and take over those at the top, you know, and becomes a gladiator. Yeah. It's the same story. Why are we getting this? Yeah, Denzel Washington, you know, I love that. He's one of my all-time favorite actors. I mean, he's brilliant. There was at least one movie I was going to put in our movie reviews list for next season, but it didn't quite make the list. But there's so many other movies. There's actually one I thought of this week that I actually probably should have put on there, which was Man on Fire. I love Man on Fire. And
that is a great movie.
It's a good movie. But, you know, that's all right. But my man, Denzel Washington. I love that guy. Yeah. And so, yeah, of course, I want to see him in a Gladiator movie. It's so funny. You watch the trailer, and he's basically just Denzel Washington. Like, there's nothing really unique about his character. He's just Denzel Washington, which is fine. It's great. But I didn't want a Gladiator 2 sequel. Make a Gladiator-esque movie, but don't make it a sequel to Gladiator. It's just to make money. But if you didn't see, the trailer got ratioed like crazy. Like, it was like 200,000 comments to like 100,000 likes or something. They're just over it. They're done. Like, why are we getting all these sequels? It's the same dog and pony dance. Every single year, every summer, we just get the same thing. Especially this summer. This summer has been the worst. It's just a remake and sequel to everything. And we haven't even gotten that many movies this year. Anyways, what were you going to say? Give us something positive.
The first time I watched it, I did not recognize Joseph Quinn. I'm a fan of him from Stranger Things season 4 or 5. I don't remember. But
just in... Right Place Day One.
I did not recognize him, and that's like props to him for totally diving into a character like that.
What's funny is I watched the trailer and I saw his character and I was like, I know who that is, but I didn't dig into it enough, and then I found out later. I was like, oh yeah, it's Joseph Quinn. Like, heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool. But that's about all I had.
Cool.
I want to talk about some original stuff. Have you seen, this is a little bit old news, but I saw the trailer again. It popped up on my feed again, and it reminded me that it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Trap, M. Night Shyamalan's new movie.
Oh yeah. Trapped. Oh yes. Let's talk about that.
That looks really good.
I want to talk about that a lot. I have a lot to say about M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah. So his last movie was a complete bust. It was.
Wait, which one was it?
It was centered around a gay couple at the at the forest in the cabin. I think it's called Forest in the Cabin. Cabin in the Forest. I mean,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was pretty bad. I didn't see it.
But yeah, it's like centered around a gay couple, and
I gotta get the
seemed to be like a sympathy towards them too, and that they're gay and stuff. That's what I heard. I didn't watch it because of that. I'm like, it's got a gay couple. I need to have the
"Why Are You Gay" sound ready to go. I gotta figure that out.
Yeah, I know. Do that in Discord. Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. But yeah, so that was after that bust. Seeing the trailer for this movie, the first time I saw it, I was super excited. I think I was in the theater when I saw the trailer. And I just saw it again the other day, and I'm like, oh yeah. I was looking up to see when it comes out, because I'm like, something original. August. M. Night Shyamalan is always original. He's always making good stuff, except for last time where he completely fell short with a gay movie. But
was Old the one before that? Have you seen Old?
I have not seen it, but I think that was the one before it.
Okay.
I don't think he did any other between those two.
I just watched it for the first time. But
oh, okay.
It's what it is.
It seemed all right. There wasn't anything about it that like really caught my eye, so I never watched it.
Wasn't that great. Yeah. Did you watch that one movie I recommended to you? What's it called? On the Line or something with Mel Gibson.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on my list.
Okay, you need to watch it, and you need to call me right after you watch it. Is a twist you'll never see coming, and it will blow your mind. I'm serious. You will probably never want to watch another movie again because it's just you've seen the penultimate twist in a movie.
Yeah,
I'm serious, and you'll never guess what it is. Right.
Yeah,
it's totally. All
right, I'll watch it.
Yeah. Do it. Check it out.
You got me sold.
So, Trapped. What do you think about it?
It looks good. I mean, a lot of people were saying that they think that the twist is already in the trailer, but we know M. Night Shyamalan's not going to give us the twist in the trailer. But the twist is that the dad is the bad guy. Like, no, that's obviously not the twist. That's what the story is about. So there's going to be another twist.
Are they saying that, like, you think that it's going to be a twist that he's not the bad guy, but he actually is the bad guy, so he's doing reverse psychology on us, which there actually isn't a twist, but we think there's going to be a twist, which will be the twist that there is no twist. So twisty twist twist.
No, people are just dumb and think that that's the twist, is that the dad is the bad guy.
That doesn't make any sense. I
know.
My guess is people
why'd he give the twist away in the trailer?
People are,
you guys don't know M. Night Shyamalan. That's not the twist. That's just the story. That's just what it follows. Is this guy? He's a mass murderer, and he's at this concert to do this. And we know that he's the mass murderer, and that the daughter doesn't know. And that's the story. Right. There's going to be another twist following that.
What do you think it could be?
I have no idea.
I mean, like, the obvious one is, like, he's being set up somehow, and, you know, in the trailer makes it seem like he's actually the bad guy, but it's really not. He's actually somehow, like someone put or sent him a video on his phone of this guy being locked up, and like, he's being set up somehow, and everyone thinks that he's the bad guy, but he's not. But that would be kind of also an obvious twist. So I don't know. And like my thing is like, do they not have a picture of him? Do they know what he looks like? But he knows that they're at this he's at this concert. So I don't really understand that. Why does he just go up to a random security guy and just be like, "Hey, what's going on?" And he's like, "Oh, you're never going to guess." And he just explains everything. Like, I don't feel like that's something a security guy would do. So I don't know. There's something weird. I'm thinking once we watch the movie, it's going to be nothing like we expect or that we're expecting from the trailer.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it looks cool, though.
It does.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
It comes out.
9th?
8th? August? Yeah, okay.
Yes, first month. Second weekend of August or something. So.
Yeah, cool.
I will be seeing that, too. I know Rebecca wants to see it, so we're going to go. We watch all M. Night's movies. Well, we haven't seen all of them. We've seen most of them.
Yeah.
He's definitely hit or miss. It's hard with him sometimes.
Yeah. Did you watch Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Well, no. I have no desire or reason to ever watch that. I mean, I'm not a big Avatar fan, but from what I've heard, it's like not even worth it. But maybe I will sometime. I don't still understand why M. Night did that movie. But
yeah, I know. It's crazy. But yeah, I don't know if. You've kind of followed Lure and what they're doing. They have their new fridge magnet.
Yes.
It's like a sub streaming service kind of thing on their platform. And they're funding low budget filmmakers and stuff to make stuff. And I'm excited to see kind of the stuff that comes out of that. And watch those kind of grow. So that's something original and new that we'll be getting, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love what Lore's doing. I think they're going to change the industry. They're just providing an avenue for independent creators who want to make content and make films and make movies and TV shows and short films. And it just provides an opportunity for them to do that in a way that I don't, that usually, that people, the way that people don't have. Because I think the future of the industry is going to be an independent film. But, like, independent content, like, content creation is so different than what, anything we've experienced before. Where you can, mm-hmm. like, The Acolyte, which we'll get, which is a good segue. I'm not going to just sit here and tear apart every single thing. I do want to give one big overview of what's been going on with The Acolyte and present something that I think is very clear. Because I think what's happened to Acolyte is precedent for what's going to be happening in Hollywood going forward when it comes to storytelling, when it comes to the projects that we get, especially franchises. We are seeing the vandalization of franchises, especially when it comes to sequels. With all these sequels that we're getting and remakes, they are vandalizing. You mm-hmm. take The Gladiator. The Gladiator 2 is never going to be as good as Gladiator 1. So what are they trying to hit? Like, it's going to just be a vandalization of the first film. They take all the good elements and then make it more modern and ruin it. That's what happened with Disney Star Wars. But as I was saying, with the Acolyte, you have... I lost where I was going. Independent creation. Content creation. With the Acolyte, what is really... there's a lot of hype around the Acolyte. Why? Because there's YouTubers like us, or, well, streamers and podcasters out there that are just destroying this thing and talking about how ridiculous it is and how terrible it is and just the awful storytelling that's going on, the vandalization of Star Wars and the ruining of a franchise that's happening before our eyes, which is just showing that this has been happening since 2012 when George Lucas signed over Star Wars. We just didn't see it as much until now. But we live in a world where you can produce a show like that and it gets hype only because of how bad it is. And because content creators, and so people are going to their favorite YouTuber, their favorite streamer, and they're watching their content about the show and not the show itself. That's literally what's happening. Mm-hmm. The show's not getting any views. No one's watching it. The people that are watching it are streamers and YouTubers who want to create content and kind of grift off of this and get views, which they are, which is, it's mm-hmm. the biggest hype. Like, it's a crazy, there's crazy hype around this. It's everyone's talking about it, but they're talking about how terrible it is. And they're saying, this is garbage. Look at this. You don't have to watch it. You just have to sit here and listen to me talk about it and rant about it. But that's what's happening. And we're in such a weird world where people are making their own content and making a living off of it. Many people are. And doing, just talking about video games, talking about movies, talking about TV shows. But then also you have the other side where you have actually independent creators who are making their own content, telling their own stories. There's like the comic book industry. I don't know if you know much about this. Is like the independent comic book industry is actually doing pretty much just as good, if not better, than Marvel and DC. Like Marvel and DC mm-hmm. has become just a complete bane of what it used to be. It's awful. And what's happening is all these independent creators are making superhero comics and creating content that people love and people enjoy and people want to go to, that doesn't have all these agendas, that's not promoting a nihilistic worldview that is gray and vain and awful and doesn't present anything that's good, beautiful, or true, but mars the goodness and beauty of good storytelling and so forth. And so anyways, mm-hmm. independent creation, that's where it's at. That's where it's going to be at.
Yeah, for sure.
If Hollywood,
yeah, we're at a time where it costs no money to make a movie or a show or anything like right. that. It's, I mean, a couple $1,000s in equipment and you're good to go. I mean, just some creativity and you can make anything. And right. and that's that it sets the bar pretty high for independent people, like, because there's a lot of competition because it's so easy. But that also sets makes the competition for the independent versus the studio really high too. Cause the studio is also now in that competition of all of these millions of independent creators making stuff, the chances of something great coming out of that are very, very high. And then you have these studio companies that can't make anything good. So they're competing with those independent filmmakers that can make good stuff because, I mean, you put a million people to work to make a 100,000 different projects. One of them, two of them, three of them are going to be good. And the studios can't make one thing good. So
yeah,
so they have so much competition and they are going to fail. And the independent stuff is going to succeed and take over. And that's where it's all going to be at.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. And we just want good stories, good movies, good content.
Yeah. I was pretty mind blown seeing Inside Out 2 hit $1 billion.
Yeah, I think it's like...
I thought that was a joke.
Yeah, it passed up. I think Incredibles 2 is the highest grossing Pixar movie, which I thought Toy Story 3 was, but I guess Incredibles 2, which is...
Yeah.
Adjusted to inflation, I think Toy Story 3 is the number one, but with actual money in it, it's Inside Out 2. Because it's a story that doesn't have any
so weird
ridiculous agendas. You know, Riley's not a lesbian who's going after that mm-hmm. hockey lady. She's just a girl dealing with girl problems and teenage problems, learning how to grow up. And they tell a decent story about how joy actually overcomes anxiety. And it's like, yeah, okay, that's good. And anyways, sorry.
That's cool. Yeah, it's... Yeah, you mentioned it, that with inflation, they probably made like $500 million.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because the price of tickets are about double what they were when Toy Story 3 came out.
Probably.
So, yeah. But, I don't know. I was surprised at that. And
yeah. Despicable Me 4 is out, so that's another animated movie that's probably going to do really well.
Yeah, you said that was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I went to see it. It's a typical Despicable Me 4 movie, or Despicable Me movie. Okay. It's got same gags, same jokes. This one's a little different because he has a son now, so you have that father-son relationship, and I think they handle it mostly well.
Mm.
Some aspects of it I'm like, not super big fan of. That they have like, they kind of do this with the other ones, but I think this one even more, where there's basically like four movies in one, where it's like four story, four threads that meet in the end and get all tied up. But there's at least two of those threads that they didn't tie up very well.
You should actually, you should actually do a mini review of that.
I probably will. Yeah.
For our Patreon channel. Yeah.
Our Patreon channel.
So if you want to hear that mini review.
Do it for our patrons on our Patreon. I always get it wrong.
Yeah. I always call them Patreons since it's Patreon. But they are patrons, yes. So if you want to hear a mini review of that, plus we have a huge backlog of mini reviews on there and some movie chronicles that never got published. So you can head over there and support us if you'd like and help us to keep on making these shows.
For sure.
And yeah, speaking of bad content, did you see the... I mean, we got our first look at Aubrey Plaza and Agatha All Along.
Wait,
you see that?
Dude, I didn't. No, I didn't see it. I don't care. I'm so over Marvel.
I mean, it looks just as bad as the photos look just as bad as what is it? Acolyte. Like the quality of the content.
Is it like the
production quality?
It's actual, like,
official
releases?
They're stills, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're stills from the show. And
they're terrible. That's funny. Well, this one's been, like, in the production forever and has gone through, like, five
It's had about titles. Five name changes, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What's it called now? Agatha.
Agatha All Along.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why. That's a thing.
I don't know. Because Marvel and one other female hero.
Yeah.
That has no character. And this one, and they love a good female villain that they can create sympathy around and make us give us reason to like without giving us really good reason to like. I mean, yeah. At least with their villains, they at least have flaws. With their heroes, they have no flaws except for the oppression of white men. And as we've talked about before, but I don't know. I do not think I will watch Agatha. No, I won't watch Agatha. I have no desire. I don't care. Yeah, Disney Plus shows are just awful, and I'm done with them.
The quality of them are just terrible. Let alone the stories are awful. So
you know what's funny? So the Captain America 4 is coming out. Black Captain America is supposed to come out. I think last month, and it was come out. It was either May or June. It was supposed to be out by now. You know that?
Yeah.
They had a license deal with McDonald's to release toys for the show, or for the movie, and they released them last month. McDonald's did. we got them Happy Meals last month, and they had Captain America toys for a movie that doesn't come out till next year because they've had to rewrite and refilm the movie like twice. Jeez. Now. I can only imagine how Harrison Ford is doing. Like he gets the call. Hey, you know that movie that you filmed that you probably weren't super excited about? Remember we paid you $18 million, but we need you to come back for another reshoot. It won't be too long. Just another 3 months. Yeah, I can only imagine. He's probably just like
he's gonna drop dead before that movie's over.
I know, seriously, it's ridiculous. I've been looking forward to Red Hulk since Thunderbolt Ross was introduced in the MCU, which was 20 something years ago, and now we're finally getting Red Hulk, and it's Harrison Ford, which I like Harrison Ford, but I don't know, I don't trust Disney or Marvel to do anything good with the character. So
no,
we'll see.
No, that movie, I don't think it'll be anything good.
It's gonna
be
awful. It's like got like a $400 million.
We do get we get Deadpool and Wolverine in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir.
That'll be interesting.
12.
I've heard this. Yeah. I mean, they're building up hype. They released like what, 35 minutes to what was it? Just like influencers or something.
And I don't know if it was shareholders or influencers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something. Did you hear the tease and leak? One of the leaks from that? One of the big ones? I won't say.
What was that?
Do you want me?
Why not?
Okay, if anyone's listening right now, watching our live stream, which I doubt there is anyone. Maybe there is. Plug your ears. This is spoilers. 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 This is what they're going to do.
The mask?
No, the Hulk. No, so this is the first appearance of Wolverine in a comic book, and he's fighting the Hulk. And the one fight. So you know in the trailer where
Deadpool, the Hulk is going to be in it.
A Hulk, most the
rumor. Yeah.
So you remember in the, I think one of the most recent trailers, Deadpool's like, people have been waiting for this fight for decades now. And it's in the trailer, it's Wolverine and Sabretooth from the first X-Men movie.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make any sense. Like, we've not been asking for that fight. Like, that happened in the first X-Men movie, and I think again in the second or third.
Yeah.
No one's asking for that. And so it's likely that was cut, pasted, moved around, and it's actually this fight. Which, yes, people have been asking for this fight for Wolverine and the Hulk going at it. I don't know which Hulk.
That would be cool.
I don't know if it'd be Mark Ruffalo. It'd be really awesome if it's
Eric Bana.
Eric Bana would be good. That would be a fun one. Just like, and do the same CGI Hulk, like copy and paste. From that movie. That'd be so good. That would look so weird, but so good. It could be Edward Norton's. Like, that'd be funny if Edward Norton came back. I don't know if Ryan Reynolds and him have been movies before, done things. I know. No, I don't. I feel like he's done something with Hugh Jackman. Maybe not. I'm thinking about The Illusionist because he's stars in The Illusionist.
Yeah.
That came out like, isn't it the same year as The Prestige or pretty close? And it's like very similar movies. Yeah. So that's what I was. That's probably what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. Edward Norton had that one big falling out with Marvel. One of them
crossed paths before. Yeah.
I could see that. I could see Ryan Reynolds get it, or Hugh Jackman getting Edward Norton to come back and do the Hulk for one more. So.
We'll see.
That'd be fun.
Do you think Blake Lively? Do you think she's gonna be Lady Deadpool?
Yeah, I think so. That would be the only thing that would make sense. So
it'll be the jokes they could do.
I know they could do so much.
So many jokes.
It'd be so dumb. Yes. Yeah. It's probably what they're doing. I'm almost certain that's what it's gonna be. Well, I think Lady.
I hope that this movie actually.
Go ahead.
So, I was just saying that I hope that this movie actually has a good story.
I hope so too.
Within the mess that all the cameos are going to be in there and all that, mm-hmm. I really hope it's got a good story.
I hope so.
Not like Spider-Man No Way Home, which has a terrible story that doesn't make any sense and so many plot holes.
People mad.
That
just kidding. That's what we did.
Yeah. It made a black hole in the multiverse because it had so many plot holes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it will be. It's like, you know, good kind of almost like a buddy cop film, but like, you know.
Yeah.
Probably a movie about brotherhood and whatnot and redemption, especially for Wolverine and what seems like to be where his character's
yeah.
in. I don't know. It's going to be just goofy, fun, nerdy, geeky movie. It's like.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, it's not going to change.
It did seem like with Wolverine's story.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But it did seem like with Wolverine's story that there is going to be some dark emotional stuff that'll make for a good story.
Right. Yep. And like as we said before, like we're not condoning Deadpool. Deadpool's not a good character. He's an anti-villain for a reason, but he's also not a good role model, and he's very crude. And disrespectful to women and a lot of things, and we're not condoning any of it. It's, you know,
yeah,
we like Wolverine. He's good. We love the Wolverine character. We've talked about him a lot in our other podcast, and yeah, it's a culmination of a lot of storytelling from the last few decades. So it'll be fun to watch and see what mm-hmm. they do, but we'll also point out the dirt and the garbage that should be pointed out. So
yeah, for sure.
But we know this movie does not have any nudity, so that's a plus.
Yeah,
you know, still gonna have the crude jokes, so, and a lot of language, so just want to point that out
for sure. Yeah. What else we got? What else is gone on in the film industry? I've been kind of under a rock lately, so I just had a few things.
I mean, Russell Crowe did a horror movie, well, it's so funny. He did a horror movie called The Pope's Exorcist like a few years ago, and then he did a movie this year called mm-hmm. The Exorcist or The Exorcism. What's the Exorcist?
The Exorcism.
Yeah, so it's not in the Exorcist movie franchise, but it's kind of like it's from the perspective of they're filming a movie and there's weird things happening on the movie set. So the movie is a filming of a movie. Mm. If you know, The Exorcist, when that was filmed, there were a lot of demonic things happening on set when that movie was being filmed. Mm-hmm. Like there was weird stuff happening. So that's kind of like a play on that. Like what if a demon possesses a movie set when you're messing with dark stuff? And anyways, it was a terrible movie. It was a terrible story. It was awful. And the lesbian couple saved the day in the end. That was basically it.
Jeez. Yeah, that's dumb. That's not a good movie.
What else? I mean, I don't know. There's just not been that many movies out. We saw The Bike Riders.
Yeah.
I told you about that. Did you ever see that?
I haven't seen that. I really, really want to, but I haven't.
Movie. I did a mini review of it on our Patreon.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. It's good. It's a good movie. I enjoyed that one a lot. Good. Just masculine movie about brotherhood and kind of, you see the rise of one character and the fall of another. and it culminated really well in the end, so I was happy about it. And yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of, well, never mind, I'm not getting that. I think, yeah, I don't know. There's not much. That's pretty much what we got.
Yeah.
The Acolyte is happening. Yeah. You know about that. I have suffered through every episode.
About that.
And this past episode, I didn't
all the episodes.
Yes. And it's entertaining. It is entertaining. I sit there and laugh at everything that is happening in front of my face. And it's, I am just, I every week I'm like, there's no way it can get worse. This last episode was the single worst content of Star Wars, the single worst thing that Star Wars has ever produced. And that's not even being, it's objectively the worst thing. It's not, I'm not using hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating. It is the worst thing that Star Wars has ever produced, from the story to the acting to the dialogue to every little thing that happens in that episode. It was just awful. And of course, in case you didn't know, the Jedi are in fact the bad guys. They are the ones that are ruined everything. They killed all the lesbian witches. They went in and kidnapped a child. But what's funny is that they can't even do a good job at telling the story that they want to tell, because in reality, the Jedi, when you watch the episode, the Jedi didn't actually do anything wrong. And
so I watched, I saw a scene.
Yeah.
I saw a scene, you know,
tell me about
people
it.
Making fun of scenes. That's how I watch it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what people are doing. People aren't actually going to Disney Plus and watching it. They're just watching people
so
make fun of it.
So the black witch lady was like turning into dust,
matriarch.
and then she was turning the little kid into dust. She was Thanos snapping the two of them, and then Squid Game stabs her with his lightsaber and saves the little girl, and then she says that she was trying to save the little girl. Oh wait, that was you that was making fun of that.
Yeah, probably.
That was your video.
Made a video about it. That was a funny
yeah, no, that was your video.
Yep.
So yeah, that was
she
made no sense.
Materializes into this dark black. So it's basically a standoff, and she is, or well, no. So her wife is over here. She's like ready to attack. Because she hates the Jedi. She's in the third episode. She's like, you know, who would miss four Jedi if they died? You know, if we killed them, like who would miss them? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to sympathize with this one. She's completely hates them. The female matriarch, you know, the black woman who can do no wrong and is perfect at everything. She's gonna turn into this demonic black smoke, which. And her eyes turn black, which they've shown that they do to people in order to, like, possess them. But she's doing that to herself and turns into this black smoke to go towards Osha. And Sol does the right thing and defends himself and the girl by attacking her.
Mm-hmm.
But what's even weirder is that once she materializes in this dark smoke, and then he ignites a lightsaber, and then she dematerializes. I don't know. She goes back to her normal self and falls into the blade. It was so dumb. It didn't make any sense. Why in the world would she like go back into her normal self and land right in the blade? She could have done it somewhere else. She could have moved out of places. It's shown they can do that.
Yeah.
So it's so silly. And then she's like, I was trying to save her. Like, what are you talking about, woman? You were like turning into some demon witchcraft black smoke thing. We're going to kill you. Yeah. We're going to defend ourselves. We're going to take care of this. I'm not going to let you do that. She's like, I was just trying to save Osha. It didn't make any sense. So that happened. And it's just, one thing after another. I don't want to get into it. I'm so over it. It's just, but what they're doing is they're trying to gray everything. Everything is just, there's no good. There's no evil. Oh, so we have in this 8-episode season, we have two episodes that are flashbacks that basically tell everything that happens in the episodes could have been explained in a 5-minute flashback. Both times. That's all we needed, 5 minutes. But they give us two full episodes of and the first and the second one is a recap of the first one, but telling it from a different perspective. But they literally just reshot and refilmed everything that happened, but did it from a different perspective. And we find out two new things. We find out that, oh, it was actually the Jedi that killed all the witches, which still the way they killed them was so they didn't even explain it. It doesn't make any sense. But literally the writers of the show write things that happen. They say, I want this to happen, and then it happens. And there's no reason for why that happened. They just said, I want that to happen. I want the ship to malfunction. The ship malfunctions. There's no reason for it malfunctioning. It just happens to malfunction in the moment that Sol needs to send a message to Coruscant and tell them that, oh, there's a Sith Lord here. But it wasn't that Mei was messing with the control panel. No, it was just it stopped working. Anyways, there's multiple things that happen. It's like, we want this to happen, so we'll write this into the show. And it's just, it's incompetent writing. These writers are just activists that are trying to push an agenda, trying to tell a story from their perspective. What they're doing is they're vandalizing. Well, they're deconstructing a story that people love, and they're then reconstructing it into their own understanding of what they think Star Wars should be. And also, one of the writers—it's
like a perfect example of what happened with the Black Lady. She was turning into smoke.
Yes.
And then she came back and then fell on the sword.
Oh, and the Jedi are evil.
And died.
The Jedi killed me. The Jedi are oppressive. The Jedi represent white men. Like, that's literally what they do. They're incompetent. They're idiots. They're terrible to women. They disrespect everyone. And then they get trampled on by the female powerful protagonists and the powerful female antagonists. Sol starts off okay in the show. He's probably the best thing, but now he's just an incompetent idiot who he doesn't have any reason for why he does the things that he does. We don't know why he's doing the things that he does, the choices he makes.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going which way in that. Mei and Osha, they literally change their motivations every episode. One moment they're good, Osha's good, oh, now she's bad. One moment Mei's good, oh, now she's bad. Oh, now she's good. Oh, no, now she's bad. And there's no reason for why they change. They just do. And like, literally in an instant. And they don't really explain it. They don't say anything. They just change. And it's just one thing after another. It makes no sense. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's jarring. It's hard to watch. This is why I want to talk about this, because this is what's happening with so many franchises, that they are being vandalized, they're being deconstructed. You know, and Disney's been doing. I finally have been awakened to this reality. Disney has been trying to do this from the beginning, ever since The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. Han Solo, he's this great general for the Republic. He's a war hero. He's a man who grew and took responsibility, who used to be a loner, but now he went and got the girl, and he saved the galaxy, and he's this great hero. But Force Awakens starts, and no, he's a deadbeat dad who's estranged from his wife and who has nothing going for him, who's lost his Millennium Falcon, he's lost his ship, he's lost everything, all he has is Chewie, and then he dies in the most disrespectful way possible when his son stabs him and kills him. Luke Skywalker, the great Jedi, the hero of Star Wars, the son of Anakin Skywalker, the greatest, you know, not the greatest Jedi ever, but the one who saved the galaxy, who saved Anakin, who didn't turn to the dark side but did the right thing, the one that people in the galaxy would look up to. He's the hero. What did he do? He had a bad dream, and so he tried to kill his nephew, and then he went in hiding for 10 years or however long, and then throws away his lightsaber. Doesn't care about anything. Doesn't want to save the day. Doesn't want to be a hero, and is just a washed up old man.
Well, even the younger version of Luke wasn't Luke. Like that, they just. Like in The Mandalorian and stuff, you know?
Yeah. That was...
Like,
yeah,
he was very passive and very passive, just kind of doing his own thing. Right. And yeah. Right. And that's supposed to be like right after Return of,
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Return of the Jedi.
But yeah, they've been tearing apart, they've trying to bring down Jedi. Jedi used to be awesome. We used to love to watch the Jedi. We used to love the lightsaber fights. They were heroes. They were soldiers that fought. They were keepers of the peace. They were very noble and some of them were very stoic, but very heroic and great, people that we love, that we looked up to, and that like they were the good guys. We knew the Jedi were the good guys. But now what Disney's been doing is they've been deconstructing the Jedi to make it seem like that they aren't all that great. In fact, they're terrible people who don't want this lesbian cult to raise their daughters to be lesbian witches. And how dare they come in and try to save those children? How dare they come in and mess with their planet? Which there's so much about that that's just ridiculous once you get into the actual show and how they went about that. And they didn't do anything wrong. Like, and one of the Jedi, he ends up killing himself in the second episode because he felt so guilty for what happened. And then we finally find out what he actually did. And all that really happened was he was a Padawan who wanted to go home and go on an early vacation. And so because he was recklessly wanting to go home, he went to try to save the girls, and then they ended up dying, but it wasn't his fault. And so he goes home and decides he's gonna off himself because he was so selfish and wanting to just go home. That was the reason.
Yeah.
Why?
Jeez.
That was it.
That's awful. All right, let's move on from Star Wars.
Well, anyway, let me wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
This is their Marxist worldview coming into view, where everything is about those that are oppressed and those that are the oppressors. The Jedi are the oppressors, the witches are the oppressed, and we're supposed to feel bad for these witches because the Jedi are oppressing them, and there's this class warfare, and everything's going on, and it's the males who are doing this, it's the men in society that are oppressing these women and not letting them live their lives, not letting them be who they are. And what Disney's trying to do is tell a story in which there's that middle ground where there's a grain. Oh yeah. Because we find out that the Mei and Osha are actually one, they were one being that was split in two because they're good and bad. And they will find out what happens in the next episode, and they'll find in the finale next week. But anyways, they're trying to bring it down to level. They're trying to, this is what justice looks like. This is what the world is like. It's a nihilistic worldview where everyone is pitted against each other. There is no hope. There's no, there's nothing good in the genuine. There's nothing inherently good. There's nothing inherently evil. And I got news for you people. That will never end anywhere good. It never ends. It keeps going. There's always those that are oppressors, always those that are the oppressors. And once you always put these people in these categories, you continue to see the world in that way, and it affects everything you do, especially the stories that you tell, to the point where you're just going to be miserable for the rest of your life. Unless you find hope in the one who puts an end to that class warfare, one who bore the crimes of the oppressed and the oppressors, and that who brings true life to this world, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the gospel that contains the true myth and the true story about how the world is. It's not about two classes of people. It's not about races. There's one race, and it's either those that are in Adam or those that are in Christ. Those in Adam are judged. Those that are in Christ are redeemed from that judgment, and you will never find hope anywhere else. Jesus is the only one who will unite all who unites all things under heaven. This storytelling, this worldview that is creeping into every single story that is told, brings no hope. It's no God. There's no gospel truth. The Acolyte is the anti-gospel story. It rejects the hope that there is. It mars everything, makes it gray, and there is no hope. But there is true hope. Mm. So repent and believe. I'm done.
Yeah.
Star Wars is dead.
Well, I don't have much to add on to that. Okay. I did want to talk, just remind everybody, I guess, that the new Superman is coming out. I've seen some set photos of that. And
yeah. Well, this is the thing. Sorry, you go ahead.
I don't know. Like, is it a Superman movie or is it a Justice League movie? I don't know.
That's a lot of heroes.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I'm not, my hype for it is just going down and down. Do I think it's going to be a terrible movie? No, I don't think it's going to be a terrible movie. Mm-hmm. I think James Gunn knows how to tell decent stories and,
yeah.
But I don't know. It just, there just seems to be this vibe around it that just, it seems odd.
Right.
But that doesn't mean anything really.
Yeah.
Just the set photos.
They're just set photos. They it really
clunky.
Means nothing.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Cause they'll,
have you heard how, different. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I know they have to do the CGI and all their suits and stuff. Yeah. And, but it just seems to be more characters that just no one's really interested in.
Pretty much.
I just don't know why, like, he would even choose those characters. Like, doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
But
we'll see.
Anyway, last thing I had was, A Quiet Place Day One. Have you heard how that's done?
I haven't.
The last thing on the list of all the movies that are having their, you know, I don't know. It's another remake.
Yep.
Superman's another remake.
It's another prequel.
This is another remake.
You know how I feel about prequels, unless it's Star Wars. Even Star Wars prequels have problems, though. Has problems, but I don't like prequels.
I don't know how you feel about prequels. Okay.
Are you joking? Because I go on that on a rant again about prequels. Are you joking?
What prequels
I've talked
so
about
much?
Prequels multiple times. I don't like Solo, a Star Wars story. Like, I know you like Solo. That, like,
oh, okay,
it's like,
yeah,
where they give explanations.
Well, like,
for
outside of Star Wars, I
popped in my head. Like, movies that give explanations for things that we didn't really need to know about. Like, why?
Yeah.
How did this hero get this? Or how did this person find this? And, like, what's, like, one of the most recent ones? Well, like, this year has been, you know, Furiosa was a sequel, which no one wanted. I don't want to rant on about that. Quiet Place, did you see Day One?
I haven't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't terrible. It was, I think it was a prequel done well, because the only thing that was a Quiet Place about it were the monsters. You know, we didn't, there was no John Krasinski cameo that, you know, we didn't see him in college, or no, I don't know how old he was when it came, when the thing happened. I guess it was pretty short. But.
Well, they had, what's funny is they had, like, the Day One in the sequel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen the sequel, so.
Yeah, so they did flashbacks to the Day One and stuff.
But anyways, there was...
And that was how John Krasinski was in it.
Right.
I think he was in a couple tiny scenes.
You're right.
In the sequel, but yeah.
So there was nothing about it that was like, oh, just in case you're wondering how this happened. Like they don't really even explain anything about the monsters, except for they came from outer space. So, like, okay, that was it.
Mm-hmm. So, which... think we knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're aliens.
Right. So it was fine. Yeah. There's some problems with the story. Joseph Quinn was decent.
Yeah.
The cat was annoying. And that was it.
Yeah.
I'm enough removed from it that I don't really even remember much more about it. So.
All right. Well, you want to. I think we can wrap this episode up, huh?
Let's do it. First live stream. We've had one person.
Yep, our first live stream. Awesome. Our first episode.
Oh, wait, no,
for
we have
season
seven.
Two.
We have seven people watching. Wait. No, we have seven people watching. So, hello, people that are watching.
Oh, cool.
Welcome.
Hello.
We're finishing up.
Yes, thank you for watching.
Check out,
we appreciate it.
Our podcast.
Yeah, we thank you for listening to our podcast. We thank you for being here and listen to what we have to say, and as we kind of digest what's happening in the film industry, both the independent and non-independent.
Yep.
And yeah, we're just trying to find the good within a lot of ugly right now. Yep. And it's kind of been difficult, but there's a few things to look forward to, and glorify God and watch good movies.
Yep. Thank you all.
We're out. Yep. Thank you. Bye.